Let us begin our biblical Hebrew class today in chapter 29. As our custom tends to be, before we do the oral review, let's go ahead and take a peek at our vocabulary for this chapter. On page 346, the first verb at the top is halak.
Halak.
Everybody knows what halak is in Nepal. It means he went or he walked. In the heat pa'el is reflexive. So far we've had active tense verbs. You do something to the direct object. We've had passive tense, where something is done to the direct object. We've had pa'el, which is real emotional type action. But heat pa'el is something you do to yourself. And the only heat pa'el verb I can remember coming across in the Bible and saying, hey, that's cool, is in the book of Genesis, when Enoch walked with God. It's specifically heat pa'el, that is, he chose to walk with God. It was a conscious decision. It wasn't just he happened to be going the same direction. He caused himself to walk with God. And I thought that was really cool. And that's what heat pa'el is to go back and forth or to walk oneself around, but it means they chose to do that. Then we have halal.
Halal.
Which in the pa'el is to praise, like to praise God. But in the heat pa'el is to praise yourself, which means to boast. That's arrogance. So in the pa'el, praising God, that's good. Praising yourself, boasting, not so good. Then we have the verb chazak, which we're all familiar with. Chazak, chazak, v'nish chazek, right? Be strong, may we be strengthened. Chazak is in the pa'al, even though we didn't study it back in those chapters. And it means I was strong, he was strong, she was strong, they were strong. In the pa'al, it's to strengthen. And of course, it's also to grasp. If it's to strengthen, what letter follows? Bait. And if it's to grasp, then it's not a bait, right? And then we also have chazak in the heat pa'el, which is to strengthen oneself. So that is to give oneself courage and the pep talk that lets you go out and take action. Then we have a pa'al verb, which we didn't have in the pa'al chapters, which is chara.
Chara.
Chara is he burned. Burned, as in anger. Mm-hmm. And then we have avad.
Avad.
Another pa'al verb that they didn't explicitly give us in the pa'al chapters, but we knew it because of evid. What's evid? Servant. Sir. Or slave. That is one who works. It's the noun from what verb? Avad, which means to work. Or to serve or to worship. If the work is in the temple, then it's to worship. Then we have a palal in the heat pa'el, which means to pray.
Is it only heat pa'el?
That's all that I know that it's in. And notice it doesn't have a reflexive meaning. It's one of those when it's only in this particular vowel pattern may not have the same type of meaning as other heat pa'el verbs. But palal is to pray. And then we have kadosh.
Kadosh.
You're familiar with that from kadosh or kodesh. They are nouns that come from kadosh. Kadosh in the pa'el means to make something holy or sanctify. In the hefeel, which is causative, right? To cause something to be holy or to dedicate it to God. Or in the heat pa'el, to make oneself holy, that is to sanctify oneself, to separate oneself from the world to God, put our sins away, etc.
And the last. Did you say to set apart for all of those?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As long as you understand, set apart from the world. Mm-hmm. And then the last word in the vocabulary list is off.
Off.
Which literally is nose, but it's also the word for anger. The word for anger is a word picture. The flaring nostrils of the horse about to stomp you into the ground. Yeah, that's the word for anger. It's the nose or anger. Then below we have the idioms. It says the command form of halal, halu, is combined with yah, which is the first syllable of the tetragrammaton, and one of the many biblical names of God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. It says the verb chara, notice it's a chet at the beginning, burn, appears most frequently in the Bibles in the form chara, he burned or it burned, and yichar, he or it will burn. So those are the only forms that they're going to give us in the book. Instead of giving us all kinds of forms that don't ever appear, they're going to give us those. Now let's go back to our oral review, which combines all different kinds of verbs, just to give us a chance to practice Paul versus Pael versus he feel versus etc. Page 345. Exercise number one. Line one. Everybody says Vayomer.
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 Moshe.
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 El.
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 B'nai.
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 Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Lemor.
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 Tizkaru.
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 Et.
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 HaTorah.
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 What does that mean, Becky?
And Moses said to the children of Israel, saying, or the sons of Israel, saying, remember the Torah.
Remember the Torah. Sounds like good advice to me. And the second line says, HaDavar.
HaDavar.
Ne'amar.
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 El.
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 B'nai.
B'nai.
Yisrael.
Yisrael.
V'HaTorah.
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 Nizkara.
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 Okay, what is that, Sharon?
The word was
given God bless you.
To the sons of Israel.
God bless you.
And the Torah was remembered.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of verb patterns were ne'amar and nizkara?
Nifal.
Mm-hmm. Correct. God bless you. Nifal. Which was the subject of chapter 28. So what's a Nephal verb again?
It's a passive.
Correct. Passive tense. So number two. Vayesof.
Vayesof.
Hana'ar.
Hana'ar.
Matayim.
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 Parim.
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 Vayishmor.
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 Otam.
Otam.
Neged.
Neged.
Hagavul.
Hagavul.
What is that?
Okay. And the young man gathered 200 bulls, and he was guarding them?
No.
And he guarded?
Yes, and he guarded
and
them.
He guarded them opposite?
Or in front of?
The border.
The border. Why isn't it was guarding? Well, I guess.
I thought it was guarding. Was guarding?
Just guarding tends to sound like a participle. And it's perfect tense. So I'm sorry? You're looking at me like I'm crazy. What were you thinking? Vayishmor.
That the vowels would be different if it was simple passive. And not a participle, not was.
Yeah, I was thinking you were thinking that it was a participle, but it's not. It's simply pa'al, imperfect, okay. With a reversing ba.
Okay.
If there's an o vowel making it an active participle, that's between the first and second root letter. And okay. The o vowel in this one's between the second and third root letter, so it's not participle.
Okay.
Second line. By Ye'asfu. Matayim.
Matayim.
Parim.
Parim.
Vayishamru.
Vayishamru.
Neged.
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 Gavulecha.
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 What is that?
And they gathered 200 bulls, and they guarded them in front of.
Except that both of your verbs here are nifal. Just like they were in the first
one. So 200 bulls were gathered.
Yes, 200 bulls were gathered. And?
And they were guarded.
Right. And they were guarded in front of your border. In the second verb, vayishamru, you hear those three full syllables, vayishamru. That's what gives you an indication that that is nifal. Also, you have the dagesh in the first root letter. In the first verb, you still have the three full vowels, vayishamru. But why don't you have a dagesh in the first root letter, that aleph?
Because an aleph never takes a dagesh.
Because an aleph never takes a dagesh. That's right. So we have to look at those three full syllables and go, oh yes, that tells me nifal. Number three, ha'of.
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 Shavar.
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 Et.
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 Kanafav.
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 That's sad. Vayipol.
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 Mean.
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 Hashamayim.
Hashamayim.
What happened to the poor birdie?
The birdie broke its wing, his wing.
So go ahead and read it to me.
And he fell from the heavens.
Mm-hmm. So the bird broke his wings and he fell from the heavens. So sad. Second line, please. Confei.
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 Ha'of.
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 Nishbaru.
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 Below.
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 Niara.
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 Bashamayim.
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 Ode.
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 That's sad.
The wings of the bird were broken.
Right.
And it was not seen in the heavens again.
Right. How sad. So the first verb, nishbaru, three syllables, begins with a ni. That gives it away as nifal. And the second one, nira, is unusual in that it doesn't have three syllables, but it still begins with a ni, which tells us that one's nifal also. So you did a good job on that. Number four, ba'emsa.
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 Et.
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 Hamakom.
Hamakom.
Va'evneh.
Va'evneh.
Bait.
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 Va'teled.
Va'teled.
Ishti.
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 Bekirbo.
Bekirbo.
What is that one?
And I found a place.
Mm-hmm.
And I built a house.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife gave birth in the midst of it.
Okay. Second line of number four. Hamakom.
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 Nimtza.
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 Behabait.
Behabait.
Nivna.
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 Uvni.
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 Nolad.
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 Bakirbo.
Bakirbo.
What in the world was that?
The place was found, and the house was built, and I have my wife, but I don't know why I have my wife.
That would not be right.
Yeah.
Uvni and my son.
And my son was born. In the midst of it.
Right, and my son was born in the midst of it. All three of those, nifal verbs. Number five, Shamaticha.
Shamaticha.
Bishte.
Bishte.
Aznai.
Aznai.
Bagam.
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 Ra'iticha.
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 Bishte.
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 Einai.
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 What in the world is that?
Okay. I heard you.
Mm-hmm.
With my two ears.
Right.
And also, I saw you with my two eyes.
Correct. Excellent. Second line. Nishmata.
Nishmata.
Are we not together?
I'm sorry, Nishmata.
Or let's go Nishmata.
Nishmata.
Ba'aznai.
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 Vagam.
Vagam.
Nireta.
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 Ba'enai.
Ba'enai.
What is that?
You were heard with my ears, and also you were seen with my eyes.
Correct. Excellent. Number six, Yadati.
Yadati. Yadati.
Ki.
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 Who.
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 Asa.
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 Hatat.
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 Vayamet.
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 Uh-oh. Et.
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 Achiv.
Achiv.
We did a baddie. What did we do?
I knew that he did the sin.
Mm-mm. There's no ha. That's a ha.
I'm hey, sorry, not that a he hey. Did a sin.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed his brother.
Correct. Second line. No da.
No da.
No da.
Li.
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 Ki.
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 Chatat.
Chatat.
Ne'esta.
Ne'esta.
Vayizacher.
Vayizacher.
Hama'aseh.
Hama'aseh.
Alpayim.
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 Shana.
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 What was that?
Not absolutely positive, but I'll give it a shot. Okay, it was known to me.
Correct.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about this part. You did a sin?
Nope. That's a nefal verb, so it's passive.
A sin was done.
A sin was done, correct.
Sin was done, okay.
So it was known to me that a sin was done, and?
And it was remembered. The doing was remembered?
The deed.
Hmm. The deed was, I always get that one wrong. The deed was remembered 1,000 years.
Yep. When they put a ha in front of a participle, it makes it a gerund, which makes it a noun. So it was known to me that a sin was done and the deed was remembered 2,000 years. And that's what you said, right? 2,000 years?
Yeah.
Why is it
2,000? Well, I might have said 1,000 years, but I see where it's 2.
Why is it 2? Just explain it to me for those people in MP3 land.
Because it's the ayim ending that makes the pairs.
Correct. Very good. Number 7. Vayilachem.
Vayilachem.
Hasar.
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 Bagoy.
Bagoy.
Rasha.
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 Vayichrot.
Vayichrot.
Berit.
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 Ito.
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 What is that?
Okay. And the commander fought with an evil nation.
Okay.
And he cut a covenant with it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Second line, Hasar.
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 Nilcham.
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 Be'echaiv.
Be'echaiv.
Be'acharei.
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 Chain.
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 Karat.
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 Itam.
Yitam.
Berit.
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 Pen.
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 Yikaret.
Yikaret.
Me'amo.
Me'amo.
So what's that, Sharon?
I think it's the chief fought with his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And afterwards.
Yeah.
He cut a covenant. He cut with them a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Lest
right.
they cut him off from his people.
Mm-mm. Nope. Close. If it was they something, there would be an ooh at the end of the verb, and there's not.
Oh, unless he was cut off from his
Correct.
People.
Correct. Lest he would be cut off from his people. So it's a nephal verb. Yikaret. Mm-hmm.
I read what I wrote, I'd have been all right.
How often is that true, huh? Number eight.
Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not.
Okay. Vayikra.
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 Hanavi.
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 Divrei.
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 Zedekah.
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 Vayitain.
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 Mishpatim.
Mishpatim.
Be'ir.
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 Hakodesh.
Hakodesh.
Hakodesh. What is that?
Okay. The prophet proclaimed, and the prophet proclaimed, right, a righteous thing.
No.
Righteous things.
No. Nope.
Righteous words.
No. Nope. What is that A and E-T on Divrei?
It's possessive and it's
nope.
plural.
It's plural word pair.
That's what I meant, word pair.
So, words so, of.
Words of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave judgments in the holy city.
Nope.
The city of holiness.
The city of holiness, right. It's a word pair. You got to distinguish between a word pair and an adjective phrase. The second line of eight. Divrei.
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 Zedekah.
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 Nikra'u.
Nikra'u.
Umishpatim.
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 Nitanu.
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 Be'ir.
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 Hakodesh.
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 And what does that mean, Sharon?
Words of righteousness were proclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
And could you say justice?
Because it's plural, I would go with judgments.
Okay, judgments were given in the city of holiness.
Correct. Number nine, Beshanah.
Beshanah.
O.
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 Shanatayim.
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 Katav.
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 Avi.
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 Safer.
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 Vayitanehu.
Vayitanehu.
Eli.
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 What is the hat?
Okay. In a year or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
My father wrote
mm-hmm.
a book, and it was given to me.
Nope.
And he gave it to me. I'm
right.
sorry.
And he gave it to me. Correct. Second line. Hasefer.
Hasefer.
Niktav.
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 Shanatayim.
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 Vanatun.
Vanatun.
Van. Say again.
Venatun.
Venatun.
Eli.
Eli.
Acharei.
Acharei.
Yomayim.
Yomayim.
I don't have Venatun. I have Vayinatain.
So you have a different word than we do. Okay? So how would you translate what you have?
The book was written in 2 years?
Mm-hmm. The in is kind of implied.
And it was given to me after mm-hmm. 2 days.
Yep. And natun, which we have, is a passive participle. So they chose instead in your book to go with a nephal verb. But it meant the same thing. So number 10. Vayakam.
Vayakam.
David.
David.
Baboker.
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 Vayivtach.
Vayivtach.
Et.
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 Einav.
Einav.
Vayelech.
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 Lisfat.
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 Hayam.
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 Okay. And David arose in the morning, and he opened his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked to the shore of the sea.
Correct. Last line of page 345 says, Vayakam.
Vayakam.
David.
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 Ve'enayim.
Ve'enayim.
Patuchot.
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 Vayelech.
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 Layam.
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 Vayera'eh.
Vayera'eh.
Sham.
Sham.
In English, please.
And David arose in opening his eyes?
Nope, with opened eyes.
With opened eyes, okay.
Remember, the bait can also be with opened eyes. Patuchot is an adjective that modifies eyes, okay?
Okay. And he went to the sea.
Okay.
And he was seen there.
Correct. Alrighty, let's turn back to page 346 and remind ourselves that halach in the pa'al is he went or he walked. In the heat pa'al, it's that he walked back and forth is the way they tend to translate it in the English Bible. And he walked back and forth, but literally it means he caused himself to walk around. Halal in the pa'al is to praise, and the heat pa'al is to praise yourself or to boast. Chazak appears in all pa'al, pa'al, and he feel, as well as the heat pa'al. In pa'al, it's be strong. In the pa'al, it's strengthen. In the he feel, it's strengthen or grasp. In the heat pa'al, it's to strengthen oneself. Chara in the pa'al, he burned. Avad in the pa'al, he worked. He served or he worshipped. Palal in the heat pa'al is to pray. And pa'al for kadosh or kadash is to make something holy or sanctify it. In the he feel is to cause something to be made holy or to dedicate it to God. And in the heat pa'al is to make oneself holy or sanctify oneself. And the last word, off, is anger or no. Same word. How do you know whether to translate it anger or no?
Context.
He was angry or was he nosy? it's angry. Okay. Reflexive verbs at the bottom. The types of verbs that you've learned so far have all been either active or passive. However, another type of verb exists which is neither active nor passive, but reflexive. Reflexive meaning the subject of the sentence reflecting on yourself, you know. A reflexive verb describes action that the subject of a sentence does to himself, not to the direct object, that's causative. But to himself, that's reflexive. So an active, he praised. Passive, he was praised. Reflexive, he praised himself. In Hebrew, the verb pattern which most often expresses reflexive action is the heat pa'al. This is the last verb pattern in this book. Where do you get the other verb patterns, like the pu'al? That's in the next book, if you choose to go on. Top of page 347, the heat pa'al pattern. Following is a list of some verb roots which appear in the heat pa'al pattern with a reflexive meaning. Halach, to go back and forth or walk oneself around. Halal, to praise oneself or to boast. Chazak, to strengthen oneself, that is to give oneself courage. And kadosh, to make oneself holy or sanctify oneself. And then it says below that some verb roots in the Heath-Pal pattern have an active instead of reflexive meaning. The example is palal, but there was no paal meaning. There was no hefeel meaning. There was just the Heath-Pal. I'm sorry, the pael. The pael. Don't get ahead of yourself. The Heath-Pal. Many of the verb roots that you've learned appear rarely or not at all in the Heath-Pal pattern. Therefore, we don't teach them in this pattern. It's just a few verbs. The most important thing is how to recognize on page 347. Let me tell you, it is the easiest to recognize. It says the Heath-Pal pattern is easily recognized by the characteristic heat, which comes before the root in the perfect, command, and infinitive. Meaning everything except what? Imperfect. In the participle form, the root is preceded by meat instead of heat. The main gives it away that it's participle, and then the eat says it's heat pael, so meat. Number 3, in the imperfect, signal letters are all followed by tav, which creates an easily recognized syllable from the right, et pael, buddy, et pael.
Et pael.
Et pael. Teet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Yeet paleo.
Yeet paleo.
Yeet paleo.
See, that's easy because the paleo are the three roots. So where did this tav come from after the root letter? After the signal letter. And that's because it's yeet paleo. Number 4. The second root letter has a dogesh unless it's one of the throaty five letters or yours may say what? Sharon?
Guttural.
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 Same thing. Number 5. The exact spelling of each of these verbs will be found in the verb spelling charts. Everybody says, well, duh, that's where they've all been. But following is a chart which shows the root palal in the Heath-Pal pattern. Read all the forms aloud. Okay. Let's start down the perfect column. Heath-Palalti.
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 Heath-Palalta.
Heat
palalta.
Heat palalta.
Heat palalt.
Heat palalt.
Heat
palale.
Heat palale.
Heat palale.
Heat palala.
Heat palala.
Heat palala.
Heat palalnu.
Heat palalnu.
Heat palalnu.
Heat palaltim.
Heat palaltim.
Heat palaltim.
Heat palaltin.
Heat palaltin.
Heat palaltin.
Heat palalu.
Heat palalu.
Heat palalu.
Heat palalu.
Heat palalu.
Heat palalu.
See how unique and distinctive and characteristic that is? Let's go to the imperfect.
Wish they're all like.
Yeah, me too. Imperfect. Et paleo.
Et paleo.
Et paleo.
Teet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Teet palali.
Teet palali.
Teet palali.
Yeet paleo.
Yeet paleo.
Yeet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Neat paleo.
Neat paleo.
Yeah, they are kind of neat, aren't they? Teet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Teet paleo.
Teet paleona.
Teet paleona.
Teet paleo.
Yeet paleo.
Yeet paleo.
Yeet paleo.
Teet paleona.
Teet paleona.
Isn't this easy? Of course it is. Top of page 349. Anger in the Bible. The word anger or angry is usually expressed in the Bible by using the word off, which means nose. A flared nose is one way of showing anger, and maybe why the word nose is collected with anger in biblical Hebrew. Sometimes, though, the word off literally means nose, as in dom.
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 Yatzah.
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 Mean.
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 Ha'af.
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 Blood went forth from the nose. More often, the word off acts as a noun meaning anger. Gadol.
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 Ha'af.
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 Great is the anger. Or off.
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 Achicha.
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 Yashuv.
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 the anger of your brother will return. Says the word off anger is also found with endings. Yashuv.
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 Apecha.
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 Your anger will return. The word off is often connected with the verb chara, burn, as in chara.
Chara.
Api.
Api.
My anger burned. Next example. Chara.
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 Off.
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 David.
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 Bachem.
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 The anger of David burned with you all. Or, better English, David was angry with you and Zalans.
That was better English, huh?
Or maybe not.
Better Southern. Better Dixon.
There you go.
The next example, all.
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 Yichar.
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 Apacha.
Apacha.
Ba'avdecha.
Ba'avdecha.
Did you get that, Sharon?
Almost.
Let's try it again. All.
All.
Yichar.
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 Apecha.
Apecha.
Ba'avdecha.
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 Mm-hmm. Do not let your anger burn with your servant. That sounds like something David would have said in the Psalms. Last example. Vayichar.
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 Apo.
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 Ma'od.
Ma'od.
Either his anger burned a lot or he was very angry. So exercise one, read the following verbs aloud and translate. Let me just tell you this if it helps. On line one, the first verb is pa'al. Second is pael. Third is he feel. And fourth is heat pael. Fifth one is pa'al. Sixth one is pael. Seventh one is he feel. And last one is heat pael. See what they're doing? They're trying to make sure we can distinguish between all those different forms. So what's Becky chazakti?
I was strong.
I was strong. Sharon. Hizakti.
I strengthened.
Are you sure?
Not now.
Just tell me it's one more time what you said in case I didn't hear you clearly.
I strengthened.
Okay, I'll take it. I strengthened.
Chizakti. What were you thinking?
I strengthened. How about in he feel?
I thought that one was I strengthened.
That one is also I strengthened. If we go back to page 346, in the vocabulary column, chazak, notice in the pael and in the he feel, they both mean I strengthened. Which is an odd thing.
Could, on the second one, Hizakti, could that be I was strengthened?
The book says I was strengthened, and the answer is no.
Okay.
I was strengthened is passive tense. Is there a nifal meaning in our vocabulary chart? Nope.
Okay.
So the answer book was simply wrong. I can see how it would when the answer book is wrong, but sometimes it is. So the third one, hechazakti, is also what? Becky?
I strengthened myself. The third one, I'm sorry. I strengthened.
I strengthened. So in the pael and in the hefeel, they're both I strengthened. Strengthened. Okay, Sharon, heat chazakti. That one's heat pael. How do you know?
Because of the heat at the beginning.
Correct. So what does it mean in the heat pa'el?
I strengthened myself.
Yes, I strengthened myself. Echazak, Becky.
I will be strong.
I will be strong. Second one. Achazek.
I will strengthen.
Mm-hmm. And the last one. Are we at the last one?
Uh-huh.
Which one are we on?
Next to last.
Achazik, which is the he feel. Mm-hmm.
I will be strengthened.
No. He feel is not passive tense. That's nifal. We don't have a nifal verb in this list. We have he feel.
So it's going to be I strengthened.
I will strengthen. Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, et chazek, Sharon.
I will strengthen myself.
I will strengthen myself. Yep. That's kind of a little strange that in the pi'el and the he feel it has the same meaning, but that's what it says. Line 2. What's halakta?
You walk.
That's simple. Pa'al. How it heat halakta?
You walked yourself around.
Uh-huh. So what form was that? Not pa'al, but what's that one?
Heat pa'al.
Uh-huh. Then we have hilalta, which is what?
You praised.
Heat halalta.
You praised yourself or boasted.
Yep, you praised yourself or boasted. Telech.
You will walk.
Heat halek.
You will walk yourself around?
Yep, you'll walk yourself around. To halel.
You will praise.
Tit halel.
You will boast.
Correct. Line 3, avad.
He worked.
Heat palel.
He prayed.
Kidash.
He made holy. Dedicated.
Heat Kadesh.
He sanctified himself.
Uh-huh. Hikdish.
He dedicated or sanctified.
Heat chazak.
He strengthened himself.
Okay. Heat halel.
He praised himself or he boasted.
Heat halek.
He went back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Number 4. So those were all perfect tense, every one of them. Number 4. Ya'avod.
He will work.
What form is that one? It's simply pa'al. Mm-hmm. How about yit pa'leol?
He will pray.
Yekadesh.
He will make holy.
Yit Kadesh.
He will sanctify himself.
Mm-hmm. Yakdish.
He will dedicate.
Yit Hazek.
He will strengthen himself.
Yit Haleel.
He will boast.
Yit Halech.
He will go back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Number 5. Kidashnu.
We will sanctify or make holy.
Nope.
Okay.
It's perfect tense, dear.
I'm sorry, yes. We made holy.
We made holy. Mm-hmm. Heat kadashnu.
We made ourselves holy.
Yep. Heat kadashnu.
We dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Heat palalnu.
We prayed.
Yep. Nekadesh.
We will sanctify or make holy.
Yep, we will sanctify or make holy. Neat Kadesh.
We will make ourselves holy.
Mm-hmm. Nakdish.
We will sanctify or dedicate.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Number 6. Avadtem.
Y'all worked.
Correct. Halachtem.
Y'all walked.
Mm-hmm. Chazaktem.
Y'all strengthened.
This is simple, Paul.
Oh, we'll be strong? Y'all, we're strong.
We're strong, correct. Kidashtim.
Y'all made holy or sanctified?
Mm-hmm. Ta'avdu.
Y'all will work.
Y'all will work. Mm-hmm. Teochu.
You all will walk.
Y'all will walk. That's simple, Paul. Techazku.
Y'all will be strong.
Y'all will be strong. Tekadashu.
Y'all will dedicate.
Y'all will dedicate. Number 7. Heat halachu.
They walked back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Heat halalu.
They praised themselves.
They praised themselves. Heat chazaku.
They strengthened themselves.
Mm-hmm. Higdishu.
They dedicated.
They dedicated. Heat kadshu.
They made themselves holy.
Mm-hmm. Kidashu.
They dedicated. They made holy.
Yep. Heat palalu.
They prayed.
Yep. Number 8. Eat halachu.
They will walk back and forth.
Yes, they will. Eat halalu.
They will boast.
They will boast. Huh? Shame on them. Eat chazaku.
They will strengthen themselves.
They will strengthen themselves. Yakdishu.
They will dedicate.
Yep, they will dedicate. Yid kadashu.
They will sanctify themselves.
They will sanctify themselves. Yid kadashu.
They will make holy.
They will make holy. Yid palalu.
They will pray.
They will pray. Number 9. Here are the infinitives. Lahit halek.
To go back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Lahit chazek.
To strengthen oneself.
To strengthen oneself. Lahit paleol.
To pray.
To pray. Lahit kadesh.
To sanctify oneself.
To sanctify oneself. Lahakdish.
To make holy.
Mm-hmm. Lakadesh.
To make holy.
Mm-hmm. Aha chazik.
To strengthen a grasp.
Yep. Very, very good. Number 2. On page 350. Says, make a chart showing all the forms of the verb root chazak in the pa'al, p-a-l, he feel, And heat pale patterns. You can pass them in at the end of class if you like.
Sure. And yeah. If we don't like, we don't have to, right?
That's correct. Number three, translate the following sentences. These are my favorite. Let's read. Vayelchu.
Vayelchu.
B'nei.
B'nei.
Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Mimitzrayim.
Mimitzrayim.
Vayavru.
Vayavru.
Et.
Et.
Hayam.
Hayam.
Vayit halachu.
Vayit halachu.
Bamidbar.
Bamidbar.
Shanim.
Shanim.
Rabot.
Rabot.
And rabot and rabot and rabot. So what does it mean?
Okay. And the children of Israel walked from Egypt, and they crossed over the sea, and they walked themselves around in the desert, let's see, two times.
No.
Two, I'm sorry.
It's not Shnayim, it's okay. Shanim Rabot. Many years.
Many years.
Shana, years. Shanim, years. Rabot, many.
Yes.
A lot. Number two, everybody. David.
David.
Chazak.
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 Baal.
Baal.
Cain.
Cain.
Yachol.
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 Bechachazik.
Bechachazik.
Et.
Et.
Beno.
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 Vayit hazek.
Vayit
hazek.
Mamay.
Mamay.
No. Mate.
Mate.
Sorry.
David.
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 Odd.
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 Olam.
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 That's the problem with bifocals. When you get it right on the line, you lose it.
We follow you like lemons.
What does it mean, Sharon? What did David do?
David was strong. And therefore, he was able to strengthen his son.
Yes.
And to strengthen...
What's Mateh?
The tribes.
The tribe of...
Of David. Forever and ever. Until forever. Forever.
So, and the tribe of David strengthened itself forever. Is that what you said?
Sure.
Becky's disagreeing.
Yeah, strengthened itself. Okay, I just had to work it through.
It would be, I will strengthen itself, but we have a reversing vav.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, number three. Vahit Palalu, sorry, let me try that again. Vahit Palalnu.
Vahit Palalnu.
Vahit Kadashnu.
Vahit Kadashnu.
Va'amarnu.
Va'amarnu.
Hallelujah.
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 Okay. And we will... We'll pray.
Uh-huh. And we will pray.
We will pray. And we will strengthen ourselves.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. We will sanctify ourselves.
Right.
And we will say, hallelujah.
Or in English.
Oh. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Elohim, God. I don't know, the Lord. Number four. V'haya.
V'haya.
Im.
Im.
Tehalel.
Tehalel.
Nefesh.
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 Et.
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 Ma'aseh.
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 Malka.
Malka.
Umatzah.
Umatzah.
Chain.
Chain.
Ba'enei.
Ba'enei.
Malka.
Malka.
Ba'az.
Ba'az.
Heat halala.
Heat halala.
Heat halala.
And I have a note, theirs differs. But going after that verb, b'chol.
B'chol.
Yamei.
Yamei.
Chayeha.
Chayeha.
So what word do you have instead of heat, halela?
Heat, halel.
Okay. So how do you translate this sentence?
And it will be if a soul will praise the deeds of its king and it finds favor in the eyes of its king, and then it will boast every day of its life.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. I'll write that. The answer book used she's all along, since nephesh is a soul or person. It's talking about a human being. But close enough. I will take it. The answer book, as we know, is not always as good as you guys are. Number 5. Hurrah.
Hurrah.
Off.
Off.
Yosef.
Yosef.
Ba'ishto.
Ba'ishto.
Ki.
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 Avodat.
Avodat.
Habayit.
Habayit.
Lo.
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 Ne'esta.
Ne'esta. Okay. Joseph was angry with his wife because the work of the house.
Yes, the work of the house. Remember, dot is a word pair ending.
Was not done.
Right, was not done. This one is Nephal. Now, number 6. Vayakdishu.
Vayakdishu.
Hakohanim.
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 Et.
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 Hane'arim.
Hane'arim.
La'asot.
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 Tov.
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 Vayosifu.
Vayosifu.
Lechazek.
Lahadzik.
Otam.
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 Badivrei.
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 Torah.
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 What is that?
The priests dedicated the young men to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And they gathered.
Nope. Yesaf, not Asaf.
They added?
They continued.
They continued to strengthen them in...
Or with?
With the words of Torah.
With words of Torah. Very good. Should we stop here and pick up next week on number 4?
Yeah.
All right, let's look over what we have yet to come. Number 4 is translate the following sentences into Hebrew. Number 5 is translating the following groups of sentences. Those are my favorite, because that's what we're really about, trying to translate the Bible. In exercise 6, it's simply a list of verbs. Some are pa'al, some are commands, some are infinitives. Just a refreshing of all the different kinds of verbs. Exercise 7 on page 352 is a couple of quotes from the Bible from Genesis 37, verses 13 to 16. And then the tall tale from Alibaba. And then after that, in chapter 30, we have the oral review / final exam. And y'all have to be sending out graduation certificates.